WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185,000 Ridgeline trucks from the 2020 to 2024 model years. The issue is with the rearview camera wiring. This is ABC News. This morning, humanitarian aid, including food, water, and fuel, is beginning to roll into a newly built U.S. pier. As aid agencies warn, the situation on the ground in Gaza continues to get worse. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv with more.
That U.S.-built floating pier, now anchored to the beach in Gaza, just south of some of the heaviest fighting. About twice as long as an aircraft carrier, the pier will allow desperately needed aid to be brought by ship directly into Gaza. About 1,000 U.S. military personnel involved, but it'll be up to the U.N. to coordinate distribution. And U.S. officials stress there will be no boots on the ground.
The man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, with a hammer back in 2022, will be sentenced on federal charges today. David Papp, who was convicted back in November, faces a possible 40-year prison sentence. It's game on as FIFA announces Brazil as host of the upcoming 2027 Women's World Cup this morning. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piam showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and, you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for Monday. Now they ask you get those orders in by 1:30, you know, the day before, or in this case, the day before the next meal, which is Monday the 20th. Cheeseburger on Monday with lettuce and tomato and some chili with that, too, and coleslaw and fresh fruit. Price County Senior Dining. Any questions? Give a call, 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your power sport pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a slight chance of a random isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, the weekend is looking good. Partly cloudy, 79 today, 59 tonight. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow, 81 on Sunday. Sunshine with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I went into the bait shop the other day to get some crappie minnows, and I noticed that they had wax worms and even maggots, so I bought some of those as well. Man, am I glad I did. I'll tell you why, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
So I was planning on targeting some deep crappies. I knew they were out there. I'd been catching them a couple days before. They were about 18 feet deep on a weed line just outside the mouth of this bay. We were getting them on minnows, so I bought a couple dozen crappie minnows, and I noticed they had waxies and some maggots that were probably still there from ice season, but they were in good shape, so I bought some of those too. When I got out to where I was going to fish, the crappies were gone. I think they had moved shallow, but I noticed that there was some fish that were in that depth range of about 8 feet as I was moving into the bay, spotted them on the sonar, and so I decided to drop some bait down to them. They weren't hitting crappie minnows, so I thought, I've got some maggots, I've got some wax worms, let's try them out, and I did, and I started catching these huge slab bluegills that were down in the sparse vegetation, and boy, I'll tell you what, I don't think I would have caught those fish if I hadn't decided to take that extra bait. So the lesson is, don't come up short. Take whatever you need to catch fish, and that might include some different types of bait. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tire.
Country. 98 Q Country.
Say the late Toby Keith, isn't it? It's still weird, and I love this bar, a little country classic from Toby at 8:29. Hope you are well on a Friday edition, and if you're visiting our Northwoods at the cabin, maybe opening up the cabin, on the way to the cabin right now, I think you picked a pretty good weekend. It's going to be mild. Temperatures will be at least in the 70s, maybe even pushing 80. And a little bit of light rain activity is possible today, tomorrow. Not going to rain all day by any means, but the chance of some rain showers is lingering in there. We're at 48 right now, on our way to probably some mid-upper 70s for the next 3 days. We'll take it. Beautiful morning right now. Got some birthdays, anniversaries to get to, several local ones, and we'll give away a cake. How it works is anybody who has their birthday called into us or anniversary from the past week automatically in for the cake drawing. Free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. It's not a little cake. It's not a tiny cake. It's a big sheet cake. It's a very nice prize. So get us those birthdays, anniversaries right now if you want at 715-762-3221. You can always email them to us ahead of time WCQM at civicmedia.us. Well, Scotty Scheffler is out of jail. For those of you who are golfers, you're like, what? He was, here's what allegedly happened. He was on his way to the golf tournament, the PGA Championship this morning, and there was an accident. Someone got hit by a shuttle bus and killed, apparently. Scotty Scheffler, his vehicle he was in, allegedly went on a median to try to get around it to get in so he could get warmed up to golf. Did not obey the traffic signals from the police officers, and the police officers cuffed him and took him to jail. And they booked him, they released him, and he is now at the country club, and he will golf today. So I'm sure there will be some comments by Mr. Scheffler later today apologizing for everything that went on with that. So that's one of the stories this morning. He's a top golfer in the world right now, and it's a pretty big story in the world of golf. We'll get to all the birthdays, locals, celebrity. We'll give away that cake after our twice an hour news and sports update here on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185,000 Ridgeline trucks from the 2020 to 2024 model years. The issue is with the rear-view camera wiring. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A new beginning for the Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix made an unusual hire this week when they named Doug Gottlieb their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he'll continue his daily national radio sports talk show while coaching the team. UWGB athletic director Josh Moon.
Again, he's won in everything he's done. You know, building the media career and then balancing that with how much exposure this university's got in the last day. It says a lot. So he's going to have to figure that balance out. So, and then what is he going to stop doing? That's his challenge, but you know, we believe he can figure it out.
Baseball, the Brewers face the Astros in Houston tonight. Pat Murphy asked how Joey Ortiz, nicknamed Tito, is doing at third base.
Yeah, I feel like Tito's taking that step, you know, to being an everyday player. You know, I really do. You know, when he swings at a breaking ball in the dirt, I want to tase him. You know, I don't know if that's legal, but...
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, in some other sports notes, baseball action from yesterday. Prentice a winner over Leona Wabino 2-0, and it was Lakeland topping Northland Pines 4-1. Softball, not tournament action, although there were some sub-regional games yesterday. These are still tune-ups for tournaments next week. Shawamigan beat Drummond 5-2. It was Gilman topping Phillips 18-9. It was Altoona, a winner over Ashland 14-0. And Lakeland topped the Hurley softball team yesterday by a score of 15-0. And in baseball action also, Shawamigan, a combined no-hitter. 3 2/3 for Isaiah Bogard. And Schmidt and Mr. Bushman came in to help clean up, too, and it was a five-inning no-hitter for the Shawamigan pitching staff as they defeat the Butternut Mercer Pioneer baseball team yesterday by a score of 11-0.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shifts. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they offer great starting pay. And you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while also helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person, or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in either Medford or Merrill online at SPI-IND.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give music, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, some celebrity ones, and then we'll get to our local ones and give away that cake. If you're celebrating here on this 17th of May, you share your day with Matt Ryan, the Atlanta Falcon quarterback from 08 through 2021, and traded to the Colts. He's 39 today. Might come back to the NFL, who knows? Guys never want to leave. Tony Parker, the Belgian-born, French-raised NBA star, retired in 2019. Tony Parker, 42. Matt Cassel, quarterback, played for 7 NFL teams, 42 today. Hill Harper, the actor from TV's The Good Doctor, Homeland, Limitless, 51 for Hill Harper today. Luann de Lesseps. Luann de Lesseps. This is fun to say. Luann de Lesseps. The Real Housewives, I'm not probably not saying it right, but it's still fun. The Real Housewives of New York cast member is celebrating a 59th birthday today. Craig Ferguson, the native of Scotland, started out as a punk rocker and became a stand-up comedian and a late-night TV show host. Craig Ferguson, 62 today. Jim Nantz, sportscaster, is 65. Bob Saget, the balanced, edgy, and often blue stand-up comedian with roles on family-oriented TV comedy series, is just so weird to have him be on those family-oriented shows. And then some of his edgy, often blue stand-up. Bob Saget, born on this day, 1956. He passed in 2022. Sugar Ray Leonard, one of the great boxers of all time, one of the great personalities anyway, Hall of Famer. Sugar Ray is 68 today. Bill Paxton, the actor, director, born on this day, 1955, passed in 2017. Who else here? Dennis Hopper, the actor, director, and screenwriter. He born on this day, 1936, passed back in 2010. All right, birthday wishes to Ian Weinberger. We got grandson and grandpa here celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday, Ian and Grandpa Robert from the whole family. Both of you in for the cake drawing here. John and Michelle Smith celebrating an anniversary tomorrow. 22 years is what I was told for John and Michelle. So happy anniversary to you two lovebirds. We've got Owen Shu is celebrating a birthday tomorrow too. Owen, happy birthday to you. Bonnie Brimstein is celebrating a birthday today. Linda, actually it's Sunday, but you get the whole weekend, Bonnie. We'll give you the whole weekend. And Adam gets the whole weekend too, because we wished Adam Nelson a happy birthday yesterday when in fact his birthday was today. So you got the whole weekend, Adam. You get the whole thing. And that is from the Smart Plumbing crew there. Adam Nelson, happy birthday. All right, into the box we go. Let's mix them up. There's no more overseeing accounting firms of this. You're just going to have to trust me here. All right? All right. I have achieved the winner, and it's going to be Bonnie. Bonnie Brimstein, who we just announced just a little bit ago. You're celebrating on Sunday. You can come in and get that cake certificate today, Bonnie, and have that for the weekend. So, Bonnie Brimstein, congratulations from the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. Yes, sir.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free, with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get out from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a slight chance of a random isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, the weekend is looking good. Partly cloudy, 79 today, 59 tonight. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow, 81 on Sunday. Sunshine with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Listen on
makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98 Q Country.
Town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now
you
Brad Young and Dance With You at 98Q. This whole golf thing with Scott Scheffler is pretty interesting this morning, even if you're not a golf fan. What happened was Scotty Scheffler, he's the number one golfer in the world. He's at the PGA Championships. Has a pretty good day yesterday, 5 under par. He's a few shots out of the lead. But this morning, he's on the way to the golf course early this morning. There's a tragic accident out in front of where the golf tournament is. Someone gets hit by a shuttle bus, a fatality. So Scotty Scheffler was part of the traffic that was waiting to get in. And this is what Scotty Scheffler was quoted as saying later. He said that he was instructed by a traffic cop, and he followed the traffic cop's instruction of how he could get in because he was one of the golfers. And apparently he did what the traffic cop told him to do. This is all alleged. And then as he was doing that, a police officer who obviously was not communicating with the traffic cop in the situation saw what was going on and pulled Scotty Scheffler aside and arrested him for whatever it may be. He apparently drove on a median. Scotty Scheffler said it was he was directed to do this. It's all a misunderstanding. He's at the golf course. He was taken to the jail. He was handcuffed, taken to the jail, booked on a possible felony charge, and now he's back at the golf course. It appears to be a misunderstanding, but we'll see. Scheffler is currently on the practice range and getting ready for the day. A tragic tragedy at the PGA Championship. Someone got hit by a shuttle bus and perished. But appears to be right now a lot of miscommunication with this golfer who got taken to jail and booked. And I don't know, people doing their job, but sometimes that stuff happens. So interesting story from the world of golf here this morning. We're hoping to get hooked up with Mike Clemens here at 9 o'clock. Had a little issue earlier this morning. If not, we'll catch up with him next week. Not a whole lot going on in the world of sports in Wisconsin. There's always stuff going on. The Brewers are playing well, obviously. The Packers, a little OTA action going on. But we'll see if we can hook up with him before we depart. I think we're going to do a shopping show this morning at some point. It may be a little trimmed down, edited version, but we will do one coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with some shopping show savings. 8:56, it's 4 before 9. We got a lot of sunshine, and we're on our way to the mid-upper 70s, it looks like, for the high temp today.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/29. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Hungry as a bear? I can relate. It's Big G here. If you're craving some mouth-watering chicken, head on over to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays mean a 4-piece chicken dinner with fries. And let me tell you, it's perfectly fried, moist, and delicious. And those fries, don't even get me started. Trust me, if I'm full, you will be too. Lena's Bar and Grill is open every day at 11:30, offering nightly specials, hosting social events, and catering for up to 100 guests. Find us off of Highway 13 on Grand Street in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin, the Black Bear capital of the world.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 and Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Monaco.
We have a slight chance of a random isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, the weekend is looking good. Partly clear.